So my question this morning for you is this. What is your receptivity level to God's word?
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord.
Foundations for Living is the radio ministry of Van Buren United Methodist Church and is underwritten by our friends at Fincan and Ford in Hartford City. We are happy you tuned in, and we invite you to be our guest as we listen to Reverend Cindy Osgood, pastor of Van Buren United Methodist Church, and we explore together Foundations for Living.
Good morning. Welcome to the Van Buren United Methodist Church.
This morning, I want you to begin thinking about that favorite lake that you like to visit or that you have visited that stands out in your mind. And with that, I want you to begin to think about another piece of land that has a hill on it where a group of people could sit and look out on that lake. So you got a little homework to do. Use your imagination this morning, and we'll get back to that when we come to the sermon. We're going to talk about sowing seeds this morning and being ready and being receptive to hear and receive the gospel. And are we ready and receptive to hear that word of God as he presents it to us this morning? Let us pray. Gracious God, it is good that we can indeed give praise to the Lord God Almighty, for you are worthy and right and good to be praised. And we thank you for each one who's gathered here this morning as we come together as the body of Christ to celebrate your presence in our lives. May you speak to us with your word, and may your word dwell richly and root groundedly in our hearts, that we might go forth and implant your word in the hearts of others, that they may seek to know you, love you, and be fruitful and multiply your word into others. We ask and we pray all of this in your name we pray. Amen.
Today, our scripture lesson comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 11. Who is Apollos? Who is Paul? They are servants who helped you come to faith. Each did what the Lord gave him to do. I planted and Apollos watered, but God made it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is important, because only God makes it grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have the same goal, and each will receive a reward for his own work. We are God's co-workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. As a skilled and experienced builder, I use the gift that God gave me to lay the foundation for that building. However, someone else is building on it. Each person must be careful how he builds on it. After all, no one can lay any other foundation than the one that is already laid, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. At this time, I would like to invite Gary and Brooke May up for some very special music this morning.
Hope for tomorrow, and you see it time and time again.
Thank you so much, Gary and Brooke. It's always a joy to have you guys here and sing for us.
To Matthew chapter 13, Jesus begins a whole series of parables, little stories that he uses to help the people of that day to understand what he's trying to say to them about the kingdom of heaven and about being a part of his world. So we hear this from Matthew chapter 13, beginning with verse 1 through verse 9, and then switching over to verse 18 through 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down beside the sea, and such great crowds had gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in the boat there, while the large crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, and since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. And other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." And the disciples went to Jesus and said, "Why do you tell these parables?" And he said, "Well, you've been given the ability to listen." And then he goes on and says, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what is sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, and yet that person has no root, but only endures for just a little while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. And as for what's thrown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke out the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold and another 60, and yet 30. This is the word of God for the people of God. All right, I want you to put those imagination hats on now to think about that lake that you like so well to look out upon, and you've had time to think about that hill that you want to sit down on and look out on the lake. I want you to picture that Jesus picture, and also I want to add another image for you. Picture out in that lakeside on a boat Picture that picture of Jesus that brings you comfort and brings you joy as he sits there in the boat and he's talking to you about this parable. You with me? If not, you can play along with us. Well, you can picture yourself then sitting on that hill looking out on that body of water, and there's the whole congregation that's gathered here this morning is gathered there with you listening to the words that Jesus is speaking. Only I'm not Jesus, I'm me, unfortunately. So you have to deal with the human condition and my frailties, if you will, given the word, if you will. In the midst of that, as Jesus and as I would be looking out on that hill behind you, what you can't see is that farmer sowing those seeds. And when Jesus would use parables, he would very often be standing in front of those people and he would be looking at what was around them that he could use, that they could relate to and that they could understand. And so he would pick those things that were common. And so on that day, in that particular parable discussion, he sees that farmer up on the top of the hill distributing those seeds into the ground. And so he said there was a farmer sowing seeds in the field. And that first group of seeds gets dropped on the ground on that hill. And it laid there, but unfortunately the birds that were living in the area come along and eat up those seeds. Well, those first group of seeds represent the people that received the seed, received the word of God. They heard it. They encountered it on that day. But unfortunately, they didn't understand what the word meant. It didn't take hold in them. Because sin or Satan came along and took that word from them and took away their ability to be able to understand and to hear that word that day. And then there's that second group of seeds that the farmer plants on the hill. And those are the seeds that fall among the shallow soil, where there's not a lot of seed, but it takes root in something, but it gets scorched out by the sun because the sun comes out and it just doesn't have enough ground to take root in and take hold and be able to sustain itself. Well, that group are the people who hear the word, and they're glad to hear it. They're happy to hear it, and they hear it with joy and with gladness in their hearts. But the problem is that when trouble comes, they have difficulty. There are people that come along and say, "Now see, why are you trying to believe in that? Why do you want to believe? You know, what makes you think that that Jesus guy is going to help you? What makes you think that he's a person that you want to put your trust in, you want to trust your life with, when he's just going to let you down? Don't mess around with that." So, and consequently, those seeds don't take harvest. They don't take root. They just die out. There's that third group of seeds that the farmer plants, and they're the ones that fall in amongst the thorns and the thistles, and they get in there, and the thorns and the thistles, got to be careful with that thorn and thistle. They get tongue-tied with that. They go down in there, and they start taking root, but then, unfortunately, there's too many thistles and there's too many thorns for it to really take hold. Well, what that represents, my friends, is the folks that the world, they get pushed around. They get caught up in the midst of the worry of the world and the worry of life and the struggle, and they get caught up with all of the things that the world has to offer. Oh, if you do this and you do that, you'll look the best that you can and you'll have all the popularity you want. If you have this gadget and that gadget and you're hooked into this and you're hooked into that, you'll have everything in it. You won't need that word of God. And they get attracted with all that, plus all the other stuff in life. And God's word just gets pushed aside and gets choked out, and they're not able to implement that word into their life. And then there's that fourth group. That fourth group that falls on good soil, gets watered, gets fertilized, grows up and produces great, great fruit. 100, 30, 60-fold fruit. Extremely fruitful. That's us. When we hear that word, when we have people who come along beside us, we put that word into practice. We live that out. We have people to come around us and mentor us and guide us. Or we mentor and guide others in the course of things. We hold one another accountable. We produce marvelous fruit. We're capable of doing what we need to do as Christians. And they use their own gifts to be fruitful. They understand what they're capable of. So I want to ask you this morning. I want to tell you something else with you. I think there's another level of those seeds. This is not in the scripture. This is Pastor Cindy. I think there's a seed that gets planted in a lot of people. And they either don't hear it, or there was too much going on, or it wasn't important, but yet later a set of circumstances happens. They come along and the right conditions come together. And the word suddenly begins to take hold and begins to flourish. The seed has been there all along. It's been laying dormant. You know, somebody was talking about they had flowers growing up in flower beds that they hadn't planted before. And you have flowers in your flower pots that suddenly magically grow that you hadn't realized were going to show up. But they've been there all along down in the dirt. And a certain set of circumstances allows that seed or that flower to begin to produce and fill up that flower pot or fill up that flower bed and begin to grow fruit. And sometimes we've had a seed that has laid dormant in us that didn't necessarily get squashed out by thorns and by the worries of the world, didn't get tossed out because of persecution, didn't get tossed out because it just didn't have enough soil. It just laid there. But yet, it's been there. It's been soaking up something. And suddenly, the right things happen. The right things come to pass. And that seed begins to take on life in our lives or in someone else's life. Maybe you've seen that in somebody, encountered that with somebody. And they begin to flourish. They begin to take hold and they begin to grow and they begin to develop. And their Christian journey begins to take on a new way of living. I think that can happen. I believe it can happen. So my question this morning for you is this. What is your receptivity level to God's Word? What's your receptivity level to God's Word? Are you hearing it? Are you taking it in? Or are you hearing it and saying, well, I'll put that off to the side for a while. I got other things to deal with right now. I don't really need to deal with that. Well, there's other things that are getting in the way. Are you ready to grow? Are you ready for things to take hold and begin to become more fruitful? Are you ready to become fruitful and accountable and produce a harvest? My prayer for you today is that you're producing fruit, fruit that will last in your life and the lives of those around you. Amen.
want to thank you for being a part of Foundations for Living this morning and remind you that every Sunday morning at 9:30, we meet in the sanctuary at the Van Buren United Methodist Church. We would love to have you come and be a part of us here in Van Buren, or join us on the air again next week with Foundations for Living. Also, you may hear this and other messages on our website at vanburenumc.org. You have been listening to Foundations for Living, a presentation of the Van Buren United Methodist Church, underwritten by Finn Cannon Ford of Hartford City.